You know, one of the neatest parts when we started conceiving of this conference was we thought through who do we want to have come and speak. And I was really excited that, and this is absolutely, honestly true, that the people who have been listed here to speak were the people that we wrote down on the first day, and we called them, and every single one of them said, yes, I would love to come and be a part of that. And then we realized, well, we've got this 3 o'clock thing, and we can't find a speaker, so y'all get me. And but I'm excited to be able to share with you a really exciting tool that can really help anybody plant a church anywhere. And as we go through this, you'll see what I mean when I say that. You know, it's one thing to have a conference and to invite people or attempt to inspire them to go and do this thing. Like we've talked about discipleship. And so here at North Boulevard, as we talked about discipleship, we started to see people are interested. Yes, I am willing to go do that. But what we realized pretty quickly is unless we provide them with a tool that makes it easy for them to then go and do that, it just really it can ultimately become a very frustrating thing. So with discipleship, you work through the tool earlier, or at least a tool that leads to relational discipleship or something you can do in your discipling relationships, the Discovery Bible Study. And John King, one of the creators of the Discovery Bible Study, is just right over here. So if you have any more questions about the DBS study, that thing we did at 10 o'clock, John's right over here in the green shirt. He's got the good manly beard. He's a guy that you can check in with. He can answer some questions for you about that Bible study. Now we've kind of shifted gears, and now we're talking about planting churches. So we've had this panel where you've heard people share their experiences about planting churches, but you also heard David describe, he suggested, you know, when we plant a church, and he did acknowledge it's what we would call an elephant church, that it costs quite a bit of money. And so maybe for many of you, you thought, well, that sounds really cool, but, you know, $250,000 is not just going to drop out of the air. So what can we do? What's our option? Well, another thing I want to pin on David Young is that when all of this started, he stood up here in this pulpit and he said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to plant 60,000 churches in 60 years. All right, well, that's, you know, preachers do that. They throw out these big numbers in hopes of just motivating us so we can go, we just run through that wall. Yeah, we can do that. But you start kind of thinking that through. As he said, you know, we're spending quite a bit on these traditional church plants. You realize pretty quickly, well, that's not even possible to plant 60,000 churches with the budget and with the scope of what we've done so far. So it really started this wonderful adventure because I wanted to believe that we really could plant 60,000 churches in 60 years. And so I started hearing about these folks who were trying to recapture that Acts 2 model of church. Some people call it simple church. Others, I believe, call it the secret church. Others just refer to them as Acts 2 churches. You'll recall that passage that we read quite a bit in Acts chapter 2. It's not a description of an order of worship. Rather, it's a description of life together in that first, simple, really incredibly powerful Acts 2 church. And so we started to think through what could that look like. And so we came up with, we had to think it through. What elements need to be present in a church? And so we thought, well, we're talking about discipleship. We need to start there. So we're going to start with relational discipling. And so as we walk through this, well, it's already up on the screen, I suppose. You'll notice over here on the left, we see discipleship, and I'm going to talk to you about that a little bit more in just a second. And then what do we know about churches? Well, in Acts 2, it says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to prayer, to the breaking of bread. So we know that these early churches, this Acts 2 model that we were thinking through in our head, they gathered. And so you'll see the second component of what we're calling a New Day Church is a gathering. And then our experience, the love language of most of our churches is serving one another and serving people in our community. So we understand that ministry is vitally important to the life of the church. And so here on the far left, you see ministry is that third element. So here's what we're talking about. We're talking about how to plant a simple church and then what elements need to be present for the life of that church together. Now, some people might call these churches. Others might say, well, it's not really a church. You can't really have the structure that we really think a church needs. I mean, how do you have elders? How do you have deacons? It's just a few people. We don't know the answers to all those questions. So you may, instead of calling these churches, you may prefer to call them missional communities. And that's okay. I shared this idea with somebody, and I was rolling all these questions of what I didn't think we had in here that we ought to have in here, and he helped me wrestle with some of these questions, and then he finally just said, here's the deal. Just go ahead and start doing this, because your imperfect plan is better than the plan that we're not doing now. All right. So as imperfect as this is, it's still something that we can do. And so a New Day church, a New Day missional community is made up, is really founded in discipleship. It provides for gatherings and it provides for opportunities to do ministry together. And the cool thing is all you need is 12, 15, 16, 17 people, 20 people. A living room, a computer, and a television, and you can get started. So I want to jump right into the tool here pretty quickly, but I want to just kind of, as way of inspiration, just share this. If you had 60,000 churches that only had 17 people in each one of them, that's over 1 million people. And so here's just another tool that the disciple maker, the church planner can use to fill maybe a gap in another situation. So basically, this is a free tool, all right? And maybe you'll come up with your own. Okay. The picture, David Young, every once in a while, once every 2 years, will ask me to preach. And what he will always say is, when you're preaching, pretend you're talking to your daughter, Abby. Okay, as you know from last night, he was talking to his daughter, Rachel. She wishes that he wasn't, but he was. But I know what he means by that. He says, speak to her in a way, in a useful way for her. Okay? All right, so my daughter was a college student. So when we first started conceiving of how somebody, anybody could plant a church anywhere, I really did picture my daughter. She did go to a Christian school, but she's not theologically trained. She's not pastorally trained. She's just kind of picked it up from being around church. So I was imagining, what kind of tool could we create that a college student could use? And so the original vision for New Day Churches was our college students. And so a couple of years ago, we brought in a bunch of our college students for the summer, and we trained them on this website, on this tool, and it was pretty neat. Several of them really did start a church in their dorm at the university that they went to. One example would be at East Tennessee State University. We had some folks come together, work through this tool, and they ended up about 12 people every Sunday were gathering in the common room of their dorm, and they were using the tool that I'm going to show you in just a minute. So they were having church. What was really interesting is that they were already hooked in with, say, a local church. They would go there for Sunday school, and then they would come back, put their pajamas back on, and then do their church service there in their dorm room, because that was kind of the vibe that was working there in the dorm room. But the idea was, we had college students in mind. And as we get really excited about the possibility of sending college students to plant churches on their campus, it's a really exciting thought, because those of you who have college-age kids, you know the most important thing that you're looking for is for them to find a church home. Well, this is what's pretty cool, is that instead of them looking for a church in wherever they went to school, they just plant one wherever they go. That's the kind of tool that we wanted to come up with. And so we're still working on it, but let's jump right in and see what the tool is all about. I'm going to try to play some sound. We're having a little bit of a technical snafu, but Mike, I'm about to play a video where David Young describes what a New Day Church is. And so, all right, we're good to go.
Welcome to New Day Churches, a network of simple churches committed to the Lordship of Jesus and asking Him to use us to launch a revolution that brings the world back to Jesus. New Day Churches are simple churches that focus on making disciples, serving in the community, and then living life together. In simple churches, you'll find people meeting in dorms or homes or even under shade trees. We use Acts, the second chapter, as our model, and our goal is to bring the whole world back to Jesus. If you want to launch a New Day Church, then contact us at info@newdaychurchnetwork.org and join the revolution.
So there's the invitation. By the way, if you want to plant a simple church under a shade tree, the other thing you will need is a battery for your laptop, because you're going to need that for this. Okay, let's walk through the tool and see what we discover. So that's what New Day Churches are. They are simple churches that you can just plant anywhere, and you don't, no money required. All you need is the boldness to go up and invite someone to live life with them in a Christian community. All right, but it does start with discipleship. So I'm going to click on this tab for discipleship. And what pops up is a little explanation of discipleship groups. That's again, that's what we discussed in our breakout sessions this morning. These are groups of 3 to 5 people committing themselves to help one another grow to be more Christ-like. So let's go back to our college example for just a minute. This is that other person in your biology class, that friend from your biology class. This is using the Discovery Bible study, you inviting them to that weekly gathering where you say, let's just kind of commit to each other and let's meet together every week. Now imagine you're doing that, and then imagine your other buddy, your church planting buddy, he's doing that. And let's imagine that both your girlfriends are doing that. Well, now all of a sudden you have 3 in this group, 3 in this group, 3 in this group, 3 in this group. And so those discipleship groups, when they come together, they become the gathering that we're going to talk about in just a minute. So on the website, which by the way, you can see it on the screen, is newdaychurchnetwork.org. And this is online. Anybody can go to it. newdaychurchnetwork.org. Okay, so I won't spend a lot of time on the Discovery Bible study part of this because I think we've already done that today, but you see, here are all the questions that are listed and kind of with a word or two to help explain the wisdom behind what the guys from Final Command have created. Read the passage. Okay, and we have a scripture list over here on the right. And so one is for discovering God. And John could tell you more about that, but I think this is the list they first came up with for those people who were who really didn't have much knowledge of God. I honestly think y'all were working in mostly Muslim communities. And so this was introducing people to God, discovering God, helping them to discover God for themselves. And we've also, if you click the next tab, included another scripture list, discovering discipleship. In your booklets, you'll see that discovering the discipleship part 1 and 2, that's one of your options. Okay, let's remember the discovering discipleship because we're going to come back to that in a minute when we'll look at some of the other tools that are available. So here's that whole Discovery Bible study discipleship piece is on this tab described as discipleship. Okay, these little groups of people, they're going to make up your church. Now I'm going to go back to the home screen and move over to gatherings. And as we click on gatherings, there we go. You'll notice that there are 3 tabs, and these are 3 different series that you can use on a weekly basis in your church. All right, so here's what a gathering looks like. I'm going to click on this first video. This first group of four is what kind of we call the starter kit. This is, if you're launching a simple church, this is the series that defines the values of what your church is going to be about. And for us at North Boulevard, they are love Christ, love scripture, and love people. And so we talk about the values that are a heart of a church on mission. And so that's what David shares in that first video. In the next series, you'll get a sense of mission. And so it's go and make disciples. So it's a lot of the stuff that you guys have been hearing. And so it's in this first four-week starter kit under getting started. But let's click on the first one and see what else is available. Because remember, we wanted to create a tool that anyone could use anywhere. So you'll notice here you have the video, and I'm not going to play it, Mike. This is the video. It's about an 11-minute sermon, okay? So if you want to start a church and you're thinking, I'm not a preacher, you don't have to be. David's already recorded a sermon for you. Okay, all you got to do is be able to hit play, all right? So your sermon is already there, but you might be someone who enjoys preaching. So you know what you can do? Go over here to download teaching guide, okay? And here is an outline of David's sermon. And so what I would do is I would watch the sermon, because I think David's a pretty good preacher. I could watch that sermon, and then I could make my notes on my own little outline, and then I could preach it and literally never give David any credit for anything that he did. But again, it's a simple 10, 11-minute presentation, 11-minute sermon, and so you can either watch the video with your group, or you can preach the sermon yourself. And I got to go backwards. Is it this one? No. Yes, it is. Okay. So I just went back a page. All right. So you have this video that you can watch. And so really all you need is just one of these fancy cords to hook it to your TV. All right. But you may be wondering, well, what does a gathering look like? Well, we have what's called a gathering guide. Okay. The words in red are kind of instructional. And we've actually written out word for word what a gathering might look like. And again, I was picturing college kids, so this was my attempt at writing like I thought a college kid would talk. Now, here's the deal. Nobody says exactly what's on this page. They never do. But it does give them a sense of how to navigate through a gathering. So in this case, you know, we've come right out and said, all right, for the leader, whoever's kind of presiding over the service, hey guys, welcome to our very first week of New Day. Let's start with a prayer. Then we'll have a video, a scripture reading from Ephesians 3:20, and then we're going to jump straight to our video. Let me show you a few other highlights. And so you would want to ask the different people there to play different roles. Someone does the greeting, someone does the prayer, someone reads the scripture. Okay, and then you get to the video, and it's at this point that you either just hit play on that video or you preach that sermon yourself, whatever is your choice. Now, I find in a home environment, because again, we're talking about house churches, dorm churches, shade tree churches, that it's useful to have discussion, maybe to a greater extent than we would in a typical auditorium-type service like this. So we've come up with these three questions that you've used when you read scripture before. What did you hear that was new? What did you hear that was inspiring? What did you hear that was challenging? I got those questions. A preacher, I don't know, when I was like 12 years old, said, write this in your Bible. Whenever you read scripture, ask yourself those three questions. And what we find is these three questions, they really stir a good conversation by the people in your group. You've just watched the video, and then the leader will just work everybody through those three questions. And so it kind of starts to feel maybe a little bit like a small group. But then we can add other pieces to that too, because for some people, this is church. They're not going to another church. This is church for them, okay? So when we get to fellowship, we make communion, the Lord's Supper, an experience of fellowship. So we've actually written out each week a communion devotional that can be shared. And again, this is a guide for whoever is presiding over all of this. They can use this as a thought leader, okay? And so here's a script actually written out. And then you have the prayer for the bread, you take the bread. You have the prayer for the cup, you take the cup. And then we have other times of prayer. But you can look over this guide. And the reason why I'm sharing it with you is just to say, again, everything's kind of laid out for you. All you really have to do is facilitate the gathering of all those discipleship groups that already exist. So let me just say this for a moment. When we think of church, we're kind of geared to think of assembly. All right, and so we, a lot of times, we'll start with the assembly. I would encourage you, if you're interested in doing something like this, the place to start, step one, is to start in discipleship groups. Because as Renee said earlier in our class, if you plant a church, you may or may not ever get disciples. But if you grow disciples, you'll end up with a church. And so as far as best practices go, I would start some discipleship groups and then say, hey, let's all gather for our assembly. 20 people, that's an assembly, okay? Let me go back. So what you have here then is a video that will be your preaching moment, your teaching moment, because remember, those first disciples were devoted to the apostles' teaching, them telling them about Jesus, and to fellowship. And so for us, that's the experience of prayer together, the experience of communion together, the experience of singing together. You have your teaching outline, and you have your gathering guide to kind of guide you through that. And I invite y'all to explore this website on your own. Now I'm going to return to the homepage. And I'll just do a quick glance at ministry, because I think ministry comes very natural to all of us. I want to thank the folks at Barnabas Vision for coming up with a few ideas that we could add to this ministry page. But again, remember, when we originally thought of this, we were picturing college students. There's a million other ideas that could be on the ministry page. But these are the kinds of things that that college students could do. And so we've just listed a few ideas, but there could be 200 ideas. But you do want to do ministry together, okay? Now, we've added one more page, remembering again that we wanted a tool that anybody could use. So what do you say when someone, you're in a discipling group with somebody, and they say, you know, I think I want to follow Jesus now. What's my next move? And so you're thinking to yourself, this is the part where I take them to the preacher because I'm not sure what I'm supposed to say to them next. But what you could do, and Mike, I'm going to try to play a little bit of this video if I can. I'm going to do the baptism one. We've actually created a video for each one of the aspects of the gathering. So somebody says, you know, I think I want to follow Jesus. If you're not sure what to say to them, just come over here and hit play.
When you reach the point that you know you want to follow Jesus, a good next step for you is probably what the Bible calls baptism.
Okay, I'm going to stop there. And so here you have about a 7-minute explanation of baptism for someone. Maybe you have someone coming to your gathering and they say, why do y'all take the Lord's Supper every week? Well, there's a little equally 7-minute or so video explaining what communion is. Another, can't we just be Christians by ourselves? Are y'all obsessed with gathering together? Well, David does an explanation of gatherings right here. And maybe it's time for you to do that baptism. And maybe that's something you've never done before. By the way, it's always a lot of fun back here, especially when the dads and the moms, they're baptizing somebody and they've seen it 100 times. So it's not a big deal until you're the person in there doing it. So we're always back there coaching. Okay, do you know what you're going to say? Because you have to say the magic words. I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for the forgiveness of your sins and to receive the gift. All right. So anyway, he goes through all of that. And so here's a little thing, an instructional video that comes right down to, okay, put their hand here, tell them to do this. You know, you step back because if you bend this way, your waders are going to fill up with water. So it's pretty cool. And so, and we're going to add more resources to that as we have the opportunity. Okay. So that's an overview of what's available. And the idea, again, is to create an opportunity for anybody that wants to plant a church, whether they're theologically trained, pastorally trained to do that or not, give them a tool. And so what we've tried to do is over time, we're going to try to network these churches together. And I want to bring up Mike Stroud. He started a New Day Church in his home about a month ago, and I wanted him to share a little bit about that experience. He's been a Church of Christ guy since he was born, and he just felt the call from God to start a church in his home. And I want to give a little bit more intro to him. He is also the director of the Timothy Network, which is a discipling network here in town. They've been doing discipleship for 10 years plus. And so that was a great asset for him starting a house church in his home, because he already had the ideas, the vision for discipleship already down. But just share a little bit about what your experience has been. Tell us about, you know, the church, what it looks like, and you'll need to do that switch. Get it?
Yep. First, Scott Sager said something when he was giving his presentation earlier this afternoon that I really liked, and he was making those 5 points about moving moving back to mission. He said one thing that really stuck out to me that occurred to me when we embarked on this idea, it's just been 6 weeks ago, moving from safety to significance. I think that applies to the whole church planting movement in general, okay, because it's a little scary if you've never done it before. It's really easy to say, we've got a great church here, and it's really easy and good and fine to just stay like we are in terms of meeting like this. Nobody made us plant any churches. A lot of people coming to us, right. In fact. But 2020 Vision was developed. Everybody got excited about that. We started moving on it. And my wife and I decided we would go with Glenn and Nancy and Milton and Shelley and 100 others. And we did go over the west side of town. So we've been a part of that for 2 years. Mm-hmm. But Karen and I are getting a little bit old to crawl around on our knees and put the tiles together. So we decided, I mean, that thing's like literally like putting the Tinker Toys together every Sunday, right? Kimball Bullington's not quite my age, but we crawl around on our hands and knees putting things together. We said, there's got to be a simpler way of planning a church. So I had been watching and really paying a lot of attention to when John and I think his son were the first, that was the first New Day church up at East Tennessee State. And that had been rolling around in my mind, kind of started burning a hole in my heart. So I started asking John some questions about when they got ready to do more with this in Murfreesboro, we'd like to help with it. So I don't know if my partner, John Jones, is here or not. Is he? John Jones, John and Crystal Jones, Daniel and Aaron Jones, Joe and Anna Wakeham, Mike Renborg, Sarah Johnson, and I did see her here a little while ago, and Leslie Bogle said, well, we'll form a team. This is not an idea to just have a nice group, small group of people you want to be with, but it's to put together a team, to go on mission together, do missional community together, and let's try this. Let's try this and see. So though John mentioned 11 and 17 a while ago, there are 11 adults and 6 kids, so that's exactly what we have. When we started.
So we need 59,999 more of them to hit a million people. There you go.
Is Milton still here? Where is he? Well, I saw Milton working his fingers to the bone back here one afternoon and getting ready for that church plant. And I said, well, you know, we're going to do a church plant too in a couple of weeks. There have been a year getting ready for this. And so it is a lot quicker, a lot simpler, just to get a few folks together that had this idea that we would like to do this on mission together, only we'll meet in homes. And we don't have to buy a trailer, and we don't have to spend, $100,000?
A little more than that.
Yeah. And which is great. Like I said, we were part of that for 2 years, and it's amazing to see all that's happened over there that Glenn and Glenn's team has put together. It's been great. So we talked about this for a month. We prayed about it. We met with John several times, my wife and John and John's wife, and they said, you know, you can do it. You can try it. And we'd been kind of thinking of ourselves as guinea pigs until last night said somebody, no, you're pioneers. I like that a lot better. So we pioneered this.
And y'all aren't college students.
No,
that's
we're not.
That's worth noting.
No, we're not college kids.
Yeah.
I worked in campus ministry for a long time. So April, the first Sunday in April, we met in our home with those folks. And our idea was to spend the first 4 weeks together praying, getting ready. We meet together at 11 o'clock. Some of these folks come here first, bring their children here. Right. So some of them are still involved with the youth ministry and the kids ministry here. And then they come. There's 3 or 4 of us that don't have children home anymore. So we just kind of come right on there. And so we meet, we spend, fellowship is really key piece of this. So we talk and we kind of warm up and we drink coffee. But then we have a real a structure too. We spend 15 or 20 minutes singing praises. We have, at this point in time, we're going to be using this tool. This is a very good tool. At this point in time, we've just been rotating. The guys have teaching a lesson, and the kids are involved. The kids are right there with us. They're asking questions, answering questions. So it's very family-focused with that. Then we spend a little bit more time doing communion. We really have kind of focused on that. And so we'll talk about the communion time a little bit more. And we've moved from the communion right into eating lunch together. Kind of that love feast idea that the new church had. So that's been really, really good.
I want to add something. You know, this tool, again, it's just a tool to facilitate. These guys they're pros. They know what they're doing, so they can use the tool in different ways. But the thing I wanted to note is it's about mission, okay? So this is a tool that allow people to have a heart for sharing Christ with others. It gives you an opportunity to go on mission. And what I mean by that is, he mentioned John. John's one of our deacons. He still teaches a class here on Sunday morning. So you don't have to leave a church to have a missional church meeting in your home. Another way you could even think about this is small groups with a very evangelistic, missional character to it. Because we recognize there are folks that may not ever come into a building like this, but they are precious children of God as well. And so this is a tool that helps you meet that neighbor that really just isn't that interested in coming to church, but they might come to your living room. Have y'all had that experience at all?
Yeah, that's actually what I was building up to. We spent the first four weeks getting ready. 2 weeks ago, we had a relaunch, and we're really starting to get down the nitty-gritty and bring people that aren't connected to any church. We had three the first Sunday. We had another one last Sunday. Lady that came last Sunday has been through a lot of a mess in her life, and she felt comfortable enough just to share some of that stuff and tell us she was going through this divorce after 25 years, losing her house. We were able to pray for her. So again, the idea is to not just get people you like together and have a nice small group. Bring people in. Invite neighbors. So we have this team. We're starting to bring folks in. We get beyond about 20. Once we get up to about 25 people, we're going to be needing to multiply. So the idea is to pretty soon, you know, you bring people in, teach them, disciple them on mission together, and then multiply. And we hope to, you know, we're just trying this. Nobody knows exactly what it will look like, how long it will take to get it going, but it's definitely biblical. It's definitely a good idea. And so far it feels great. It's working.
Awesome. After 6 weeks. Does it feel a little bit like Acts 2? A little bit like?
We talk about Acts 2. We're devoted to the apostles' teaching, fellowship, and prayer, and breaking bread. Amen. And we weren't there back then, but that seems to be, that's really what we're trying to do and be like that as we launch out.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing that with us. Hey, here's the thing. I know how it is. You come to a conference, a seminar, a gathering like this, and one thing you can walk away with is, well, they can do that because they got a lot of people, they have a lot of resources. But the resource we're sharing with you right now really requires nothing. Okay? It just requires the motivation and the desire and the passion for creating something, in this case, a church in your living room. You can do it. And you can come up with your own version of this. I do want to show you one thing that kind of brings all of the pieces we've been talking about today together. And I'm going to go back to the gatherings page. You will notice, does everybody have your booklets with you? Look at those bookmarks that we were dealing with earlier today. What you'll notice is that two of them are devoted to discovering discipleships, parts 1 and 2. After you've done this getting started series with the New Day videos, you can go to the next page, that next tab, and look at what you got. This mirrors your discovering discipleship bookmarks. Okay, so imagine you're doing your discipleship group, that group like Thursday at lunch or Tuesday at breakfast or whatever, where you're getting together with those two or three or four people every week. And then Sunday when y'all get together, it'll be the exact same lesson. You'll get teaching drawn from that study that you've already done. So in this way, your discipleship group and your gathering are working really hand in hand. You don't have to do it that way, but it's a pretty cool opportunity. And then you'll also notice on your bookmarks, you have a series on the Sermon on the Mount. And again, there's a teaching series from David that mirrors exactly what you have in front of you in your booklets. And so that could be one way to approach this. As you get your discipling groups up and going, you can actually have your gatherings be work hand in hand with your discipleship groups. Okay, so you probably have a bunch of questions, at least I hope you do, or maybe this has at least sparked some ideas for you. But again, this is what happens when your preacher stands up in front of the church and says, we're going to plant 60,000 churches in 60 years. When he says something like that, you have to come up with ways that that can actually happen. And so here is a tool that's available for anybody to use. And so if you have any interest in it, please get in touch with me, get in touch with anybody from North Boulevard, and we'll share more information with you. We'll send somebody out to kind of coach you through it and help you use the tool. And I hope I've at least stirred some thinking for you, some ideas, and make hopefully some passion within you to make disciples wherever you are. Now, here's the thing. 4 o'clock, we got a big session coming up. We're going to have a great time of worship. Worship's going to be led by Brother Chuck Lee, a shepherd from the Stones River congregation. He'll be singing with our praise team. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be awesome. And following that, David Young's going to have a session with us, kind of wrap up the day here. And then right after that, let's all head to the gym for the big barbecue supper, and we have a lot of fun out there. And then we got a couple of other events tonight starting at 7 o'clock. And so hope you'll be able to be here. And we haven't said it enough times, I don't think, but we really are hoping that everybody is able to stay and go to that Smyrna Laverne launch tomorrow. And we're going to have a map up before the day's over. It's just right up the interstate, get off on Sam Ridley, boom, you're at Smyrna Laverne High School. And that would be really exciting to see what it looks like on day one of a new church plant. God bless y'all. We'll see you back here in 15 minutes for worship with Chuck Lee and then a message from David Young. God bless.